56. In order that God may deign to grant thee so great a favor, take for thy advocate and protectress the most blessed Virgin. Saint Bernard says that Mary, more than any other creature, humbled herself, and that being the greatest of all human beings, she, through the most profound abyss of her humility, made herself the least. For this reason, Mary received the plenitude of grace, and became worthy to be the Mother of God. At the same time, Mary is a mother of mercy and tenderness to whom no one ever has had recourse in vain. Full of confidence, abandon thyself to her maternal heart. Beseech her to obtain for thee that virtue which was so dear to her. Fear not that she will be loath to take this petition under her special care. No, Mary will demand it for thee from God, who quickens the humble and annihilates the proud. Moreover, as Mary is all-powerful with her Son, he will certainly grant her request. Fly to her in all thy wants, in all thy temptations. Let Mary be thy support. Let Mary be thy consolation. But the chief grace which thou shouldest ask of her is holy humility. Do not hold thy peace, neither cease imploring until she has obtained it, nor fear being too importunate. Oh, how pleasing to Mary is the importunity to obtain the salvation of thy soul and to render thyself more acceptable to her divine Son. Lastly, that thou mayest induce her to be more and more favorable and propitious, conjure her, by her own humility, which was the cause of her elevation to the dignity of Mother of God, and by her divine maternity, which was the ineffable fruit of her humility. 57. For the same reason, thou shouldest also have recourse to those saints in whom this preeminent virtue has shone forth the most conspicuously. For instance, to Saint Michael the Archangel, who was the first of the humble, as Lucifer was the first of the proud. To Saint John the Baptist, who, having obtained to so sublime a degree of sanctity as to be taken for the Messiah, nevertheless had so mean an opinion of himself that he thought he was unworthy even to loose the latchet of his shoes. To Saint Paul, that privileged apostle, who was rapt up to the third heavens, and who, after having heard the innermost secrets of the divinity, regarded himself as the least of the apostles, and even unworthy of the name of an apostle, and to be, as it were, a mere nothing. To Saint Gregory, Pope, who took more pains to escape the supreme pontificate of the Church than the ambitious take to secure the highest honors. To Saint Augustine, who in the height of his fame extolled by all his contemporaries both as a holy bishop and as the most acute doctor of the Catholic Church, left to the whole world in those two marvelous books of his, the Confessions and Retractions, immortal monuments of his humility. To Saint Alexius, who, within the walls of his paternal home, preferred the insults and ill treatment of his very servants to all the honors and dignities which he might have so easily have obtained. To Saint Aloysius Gonzaga, who, lord and marquess of a vast estate, renounced it with joy, and in preference to a grand position in the world, chose a life of humility and mortification. In a word, thou shouldest have recourse to those other numerous saints who, by reason of their humility, shine with a most brilliant luster in the annals of the Church. Rest assured that these humble servants of God will intercede for thee before his throne in heaven, that thou also may obtain to being of the number of the faithful imitators of their virtue. 58. Lastly, the drawing nigh frequently to the sacraments of penance and communion will supply most abundant aid to maintain thee in the practice of humility. Confession, in which we reveal to a fellow creature all the most secret and shameful miseries of our soul, is the greatest act of humiliation which Jesus Christ enjoined upon his disciples. Holy Communion, by which we receive within our breasts, in very substance, the God made man and annihilated for love of us, is a wonderful school of humility and a most powerful means of acquiring it. How canst thou doubt but that thine amiable Jesus desires to communicate this virtue of humility to thee when his sacred heart, so meek and humble, that furnace of love and charity, is reposing, as it were, upon thine own heart, and thy heart asks it of him with all the fervor of its affections. Approach as frequently as thou art able to receive this adorable sacrament, and provided that thou dost bring into it the necessary dispositions, thou shalt always find in it the hidden manon reserved for him only who seeks it with great eagerness. 59. For the rest, always take courage in overcoming the difficulties thou shalt encounter in practicing what I have taught thee thus far, and in resisting the opposition which thou shalt find within thyself. Be well on thy guard against exclaiming with the faint-hearted disciples, "This is a hard saying, who can hear it?" The Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verse 61. And who can carry it into practice? For of a truth, I assure thee, that all the bitterness thou shalt find at the outset will very quickly be changed into ineffable sweetness and heavenly consolations. A holy perseverance in these exercises will free thee from a thousand torments of soul, and will infuse into thy heart so much peace and tranquility that thou shalt enjoy a foretaste of that eternal happiness which God hath prepared in heaven for his faithful servants. If, through cowardice, thou dost give up practicing the necessary means to become truly humble, thou shalt always feel dejected, disquieted, discontented, and be intolerable to thyself, if not also to others. And what is of greater consequence, thou wilt incur a great risk of being lost eternally. It is certain, at all events, that the gate of perfection will be closed against thee, there being no other door by which thou canst enter save that of humility. Strengthen thyself, therefore, with a holy ardor, so that nothing may be able to subdue thee. Lift up thine eyes on high, and there behold Jesus Christ, who, heavenly laden with his cross, teaches thee the road of humility and patience, trodden already by so many saints, who are now reigning with him in heaven. Hearken how earnestly he calls upon thee to follow the same road taken by himself and by all the faithful imitators of his virtues. See how the holy angels all long for thy salvation. See how they implore thee to enter upon the narrow path, the only safe one, nay, the only one which leads to heaven, and which will conduct thee to those thrones of eternal glory left vacant through the pride of the rebel angels. And dost thou not already hear the blessed triumphantly proclaiming throughout paradise that by no other road have they come to the possession of that immense glory than by that of humiliation and of suffering? See how they rejoice, and how gladsome they are with thee, for those first desires which thou hast conceived of imitating their example. Fortify thyself, therefore, with might and courage to set about this grand work without further delay. Recall to thy mind those most sacred vows thou madest in thy baptism, and tremble at the mere thought of violating the sanctity of the solemn promises which thou didst then make to God. Know, beyond everything else, that Jesus Christ expressly declareth that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 11, verse 12. Blessed art thou, yea, a thousand times blessed, if, convinced of this truth, thou makest thee thy first endeavor to practice humility, that so thou mayest merit the reward of the eternal greatness of heaven. 60. In the last place, reflect that our Divine Master exhorted his disciples to acknowledge themselves unprofitable servants, even when they had fulfilled all the commandments. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 11, verse 12, and the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 17, verse 10. So shouldest thou also acknowledge thyself an unprofitable servant, even after having practiced all the foregoing counsels with the utmost exactness, being firmly convinced that such is not due to thine own strength and merits, but indeed to the gratuitous goodness and infinite mercy of God. Thank him without ceasing, with all the love and outpouring of thy heart, for so great a blessing. Finally, beseech him every day to vouchsafe to persevere this priceless treasure within thee, even to that very moment when thy soul, released from every tie which keeps thee bound to creatures, shall be free to wing its flight to the bosom of its Creator, there to enjoy for all eternity in glory, prepared for the humble.